Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, in this podcast, in this episode, we're going to be talking about why changing takes time and how you can start putting time into your change to become better, to grow and evolve. It is so important to change, and it's also even more important to give yourself time to change. So let me finish going live, and we're gonna get this topic, we're gonna get this conversation started. Because one thing that just came to me, one thing that came to me over time is that I can't be where I am today if I would have never started a half a decade ago. And this is so important because my biggest problem is that I want change to happen so quickly, not knowing that it takes time to fully develop, to fully understand, and to fully comprehend what's being changed. So if this is your first time here, welcome to Failure's Knowledge Podcast, where we empower and inspire every podcaster worldwide. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and we're going to dive deep on why changing takes time. So get your notebook out, get your pen out, because this is going to be informative to help you get to the next step. So let me go ahead and write it on the board. Let me go ahead and get my board ready so that way we can take notes as we are going. So changing takes time. Changing takes time. There we go. And I'm going to show the camera. Changing takes time. The biggest issue with change is that it doesn't happen as quickly as you would like for it to take place. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because recently I started working with a social media system to where I can post automatically. I can schedule for feature posts. So I don't have to manually do them every single day. And this is a game changer. Not only will it help me be more efficient, be more productive, and get more work done, but it will also position me differently because the system I'm trying to work with, the new software that I'm trying to learn, it takes time to learn it. And the reason why change takes time to learn is because you have to identify what's being improved on, what's being changed, and what are you all currently working on. The reason why change takes time is because you can't get to the next step overnight. You can't have overnight success if you haven't been through the night, if you haven't lived through the night, if you haven't lived through the different hours. It's going to show you that you can do it. It's just a matter of how long can you do it. And that's the first one to hit on, is that changing takes time. Yes, it does. And the first point is that we're going to talk about is how long can you change? How long can you change? There we go. GE. Question mark. There we go. How long can you change? And I'm going to show the board. I'm going to show the board. How long can you change? Let me back up so you can see it in the camera. How long can you change? Changes takes time. And also a matter of how long can you actually change for yourself. There's a goal and reason that we all have to understand that we're pursuing. Changing doesn't come unless you are willing to work towards it. Prime example, I mean, when I was in elementary school and we started learning about caterpillars, butterflies, nature, signs, and things of that nature. And so one day when we was learning about caterpillars, they said that a caterpillar, it grow and it evolve into a butterfly. Even though the caterpillar is growing into the butterfly takes time to be developed. And so one time they showed us a video of a caterpillar just crawling on a leaf, and then once the caterpillar got on the leaf and he started to hang upside down and wrapped himself like in like a cocoon or something that he can develop in. And as the caterpillar is developing, the butterfly is growing with inside of it, and over time, eventually, soon, the butterfly will start to come out of what the caterpillar was laying. And so I'm not a big science guy. In fact, I don't even like science like that. And what I've learned is that science is life. Everything that you're doing, it involves some type of data, some type of testing, some type of experimentation. But nature is something that changes over time. And nature is something that improves over time. Nature is something that you can't stop from changing. And so as I'm watching this video and this butterfly developed from this caterpillar, not only did it develop from this caterpillar, it came from when the caterpillar was in hibernation. I believe that's what it's called. I believe it's called in hibernation. The caterpillar knew it was time to change. And so he set himself up so the butterfly can take his place. So the butterfly can come out of the caterpillar. The reason why that's so important is because in order to change and recognize the amount of time that it's going to take, we have to identify what we are changing. We have to recognize the reason behind the change, and we have to discover the goal of this change. You see, the reason why discovering change is so important, because if you don't discover the change that you would like to evolve or grow into, is nothing is going to happen in that. Nothing is going to come from that. Nothing is going to take you to the next step if you're not willing to recognize the change that needs to be improved. So as I'm posting across different social media platforms, I'm manually doing this. I see the post, I write the caption, I post, I schedule, and I'm posting so many times per day. And it got to a point where it was so overwhelming because I was the one doing everything. I was the one posting everything. I was the one editing everything. I was the one making sure that it got delivered across the social media platforms. And the reason why this is so important, because if I didn't recognize that I was doing all of the work when it came to posting on social media or posting on my page and just posting in general, I would have never known that there's another way of doing things. And just because there's another way of doing things doesn't mean I fully understand what their way is. And it's so critical, because change comes from recognition. If I didn't recognize I was overwhelmed, that I was stressed, that I was worried about posting every single day, it's a downfall that I have to really pay attention to, because if I'm not putting myself out there, if I'm not marketing, if I'm not communicating in a way where others can learn more about what I'm doing, how can I grow an effective brand? How can I grow an effective business? How can I just grow in general? Change comes from recognizing that you have to do it for a long period of time. I've started posting YouTube videos, started posting content a half a decade ago. And when I started cooking. I started recording videos of me cooking, not knowing that I didn't really enjoy cooking. I just thought it was going to be a good idea for me to try something new. Change came from recognizing that I can try something new. What the new was me trying something outside of my comfort zone. And even though it was outside of my comfort zone, I had to learn how to record. I had to learn how to prep the food. I had to learn how to season the food. I had to learn how to cook the food. Not only learn how to cook the food, but judge what needs to be improved. Judge how was it. Judge overall, like, the experience of the whole cooking process. Now, it's not a cooking show, but what this is that I was able to learn from that moment. Because you're changing over time. It's the matter of the effort that you're putting into the change that makes a difference. I recorded so many different videos around cooking. In fact, I recorded 6 to 10 different videos around cooking. And every video was different, yet it was similar in so many different ways. I had to get my camera out. I had to press record. I had to prep the food. I had to position the camera differently. I had to make sure that my hands was dry when I press record so it can actually press record. I had to make sure that the camera was, that the food was in the camera angle, so that way I can actually show what I'm doing. There's a process behind everything, and the reason why changing takes time is that you have to identify the process that you are going through. When you recognize the process that you are going through, you start to recognize that it's a long process that you have to go down. It's a long journey that you have to experience. It's a long lesson that will take a while for you to understand, because change happens over time rather than overnight. Because since it's not happening overnight, you have to really understand the fundamentals. You have to understand the skills, and you have to recognize what you are learning by implementing everything that you're doing. Now, over time, I start to really pay attention to the importance of changing. My biggest issue is that I want to change so quickly. When I have a thought, when I have an idea, when I recognize something that's not good, or something that can be better, or something just can grow overall, I want it to change. I would like for it to improve so quickly, because as soon as I think of an idea, as soon as I think of a thought, as soon as I think of a change, I act on it. Not knowing as I'm acting on the change, I have to give myself time to learn what's changing. Because if I don't give myself time to change, if I don't give myself time to learn, if I don't give myself time to understand the new material, the material will be so confusing because I'm trying to rush to get it started. I'm trying to rush to put it out there. I'm trying to rush to change. I'm rushing to change. And the reason why changing takes time, because you can rush all day. Until you understand the fundamentals of changing, you're going to continue to be rushed. You're going to continue to be overwhelmed. You're going to continue to be pressured and overwhelmed. Reason being is because you have to really give yourself time enough to change, because change happens when you decide to change happens when you, once you decide to change for yourself. And as you're changing for yourself, you have to give yourself amount of time to understand what's changing. Are you changing? Is the information changing? Is the environment changing? You can't change until you recognize the power of change. Change happens with or without us, and we start to pay attention to the amount of change that we are changing within ourselves. We recognize that we have to learn how to work with the change rather than against it. How long can you change? How long can you be consistent? How long can you show up and identify what's changing? Outside in the weather, it could be cold one day, next day it could be hot, next day it could be raining, next day it could be sunny, next day it could be windy, other day it could be cold. Nature changes. Nature naturally changes, which means that we have no control on what goes on outside. Whereas we have more control on what goes on inside. We can turn the lights on. We can turn the lights off. We can walk from one place in our house to another place in our house. We can turn on the TV. We can turn off the TV. The things that we have in control are the things that can change our life. Or it's the situation that can evolve our change. Because change happens with or without us. We just have to recognize how we can change for ourselves, to understand that as we are changing for ourselves, we are growing more than we can ever imagine. life is about growth. And when we understand that we have to continue to grow within ourselves, life becomes more challenging because nothing is happening our way. Nothing is happening for me. Everything is happening against me because I'm not able to really understand what the purpose of it is. The goal of change is to know that you are learning something new. So that's the next point to hit on is that, how long can you change? How long can you be consistent? Every time you try something new, every time you approach something, you have to give yourself permission to get to try for a long period of time rather than just for a week, for a long period of time rather for just a month, for a long period of time rather than just a year. You have to really give yourself time to learn a particular change that is occurring in your life. Next point I want to hit on is that you have to, what was that point? Dang, what did I just say? How long can you change? Point number two was, how long can you change? Identify the change. Identify your change. Identify your change. I'm right at the bottom. Identify your change. There we go. Identify your change. Let me show the board. Identify your change. There we go. I remember a couple months ago, as I was creating podcast episodes, I was using my phone. Like, I would plug my phone up, turn the camera on to me, and I just get to going, get to producing, get to talking, get to creating the podcast. And what I didn't recognize at that time was that even though using my phone is a smart move because I can use what I have, I don't need the fancy equipment, I don't need the fancy cameras, I don't need the fancy studio. I need a camera on me to the point where I can produce podcast episodes, I can grow, I can share information, and I can speak about various different topics. And it was a challenge during that time because as I'm using my phone to record an hour-long podcast or 30-minute podcast, there's issues of me recording. When I go back and watch the podcast and go back and watch different episodes of it or try to get short clips from it, I'm looking at it, and as I'm looking at it, it's jumpy. As I'm looking at it, it's choppy. As I'm looking at it, it's not a smooth video. It's a video that has a lot of staticky or a lot of disruption of the video. Now, it was a problem for me because I'm like, I have the phone plugged in, I'm charging the phone, the camera is on me, I'm not necessarily moving around too much, and it's still not coming out good, so what's the issue? The issue was, one, that I was using my phone for a long period of time. My iPhone is made for, you can record any camera, but it's made for just basic uses of recording, not necessarily an hour of recording, but maybe 5, 10, 20 minutes of recording. It was a challenge because I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to approach this without getting upset. What's the best way to approach this without getting disappointed? What's the best way to approach this without getting discouraged? The reason why I needed to change from my phone to a camera was because a camera is specifically made for recording. It specifically has one job. It specifically, primary focus is to record. Which means that there's a longer lifespan within the camera. Now, since I've identified that I don't need to necessarily record on my phone for an hour, hour and a half podcast, On the contrary, I still can use my phone to record, but when I'm doing a different podcast and going around different places, why not use a camera plus a phone so that way I can get additional footage for when the phone starts acting funny or when the camera is meant to capture the moment for the camera? You see, when you identify the change, you have to discover the different ways that will replace the change that you are willing to develop. Reason being, because if you don't identify the change, one, it would never happen. Two, you would always think that it can happen. Three, you will be so confused because you think things are working in your favor, and in fact, they're working against your favor. And the reason why that's so important, because change happens over time, but for the time to start, for the clock to begin, for you to start, you have to identify what is changing. If you don't know what's changing, how can you improve on your journey? If you don't know what the issue is, how can you develop within yourself? You see, my phone was the issue because even though it was plugged in, it was charging, it was recording, yet it was good. And it still caused me problems because I was searching to see if this was good content, if it was a good podcast. I'm looking for it to make sure that it's doing its job. When in fact, it wasn't doing its job because I had so many different issues. When you identify your change, you are recognizing the issues that you are facing. To know that you are able to really grow in the way that will help you develop. You can't develop when you don't recognize your change. You can't develop when you don't recognize the issue. You can't develop if you never put time in discovering what the problem is. There's going to always be problems. There's going to always be issues. There's going to always be troubles. And there's going to always be a point where you have to really discover more about what the issue really is. Because until you put time into it, it's just going to appear on a surface level. You're not even trying to figure out what the issue is. Not knowing that when you start to pay attention to it, you really are changing. You really are discovering. You really are evolving. It just takes time to discover the change because the change is in our daily routine. Our change is in our habit. Our change is so difficult because we don't see how we are growing. I remember when I was a kid and my mama, who was raising three boys by herself, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, not only had three boys, but all of us was changing so rapidly. All of us was growing so quickly. All of us was developing at our own pace. At one point, I was taller than my twin. And I'm a twin, and you're supposed to be and have the same dynamics as your twin. At least majority of time. And so when I was in middle school, I was taller than my twin brother. I was bigger than my twin brother. I've always been bigger, but taller. I'm like, dang, I can actually be taller. Now, as we get older, as we get more grown, change was constantly happening. Sometimes change happens so quickly, when it catch up to everyone else, your change starts to slow down. My height did not grow. I didn't grow a taller height. I grew a bigger size, but not height-wise. And so over time, as we got grown, my two brothers are now taller than me. So when I stand next to them, I'm like, when did y'all grow? When did y'all grow? You see, change takes time, and it's happening every single day. We just don't recognize the change that's occurring. And so when I tried to take a picture with them, I said, man, let me get this curve. Because y'all tall now. There's no way y'all are this tall. And so they gave me the curve. And so when we take the picture, we're eye to eye. Whereas if I wasn't on the curve and we would have took the picture, I would have been shorter. Which there's not a problem. I have an issue with being shorter. But it's the fact that, dang, sometimes I'm going to put my arm on somebody. Sometimes I can't because they are too tall. Change happens more than you can ever expect, more than you can ever imagine. And it happens in a way where you have to really understand that many times in life, sometimes you can't do anything about change. Externally, you can't change anything that goes on outside of you. Whereas if you work on yourself and work on learning new information and discover something new, you are changing. It's just that as you are changing, it doesn't feel like you're changing until you get around others and they say, man, you didn't change. why are you changing so much? Like, I don't understand why you have changed so much. Because you've been changing so much. You decided to learn something new. You decided to watch this video. You decided to listen to this podcast. You decided to change. And the more you educate yourself, the more you hear new information, the more you position yourself differently, will be the more that you understand change and you start to work with change rather than against it. You can't worry about what goes on the outside, whereas you can worry about what goes on the inside. When you start worrying about on the inside, you are identifying your change. Identifying your change is the key to understanding that change is a requirement. Change is an everyday activity. Change is going to come because every day is a change. Yesterday was Sunday. The day before that was Saturday. The day before that was Friday. Even the days of the week is constantly changing. And we can't change the day that it is today. And here's another example. Additionally to that, we can't change the time. Right now, it's 4 o'clock. When I started this podcast episode, it was around 3:35. Time is changing. Whether we like it and or don't like it, time is constantly moving. How can we catch up to time? Well, it's not the fact that you want to catch up to time. It's more so you want to position yourself differently so you can work with change rather than against it. And when you work with change, you are working with time. Changing over time comes from a decision when you recognize the problem that you are facing, when you recognize the issues that you are going through. I remember when I picked up my first book, Rich Dad and Poor Dad, and I read this book. I read it from cover to cover, meaning I read it from the front page, from the first page to the last page. And in between pages, I read it. I understood it and had a better understanding of what the book consisted of. I read this book out of pure entertainment because I wanted to see if I can learn something new. I wanted to understand what was in the book. I had a different approach when it came to reading this book because this book was something that I really wanted to pay attention to. When you really pay attention to change, you are growing more than you can ever imagine because you are focused on becoming better. You are focused on evolving. You are focused on discovering something new. There's a lot of information in this world. And the biggest challenge is not knowing all the information in this world. If everyone knew everything, if everyone understood everything, everyone would be at a different level. Everyone would be at a different phase. Everyone would be on a different journey. But until we as people start to understand that there's a journey that we all have to go through, change is going to be challenging. Because if I don't see the issue, if you don't see the problem, if you don't recognize the things that you are going through that's not benefiting you, it can cause a delay to your growth because now we're comfortable and forgetting about the signs that we're seeing when it comes to change. So we're forgetting about the discovery that we just witnessed. And even though we just witnessed, it's not good enough for us to change. I remember when I ate my first salad. And when I tried to identify my change, the salad, it wasn't the fact that the salad was nasty. It was more so it was healthy and I couldn't really enjoy the meal. Because when I ate the salad had cucumbers, it had lettuce, it had Parmesan cheese. And the food was cold. So I'm confused on why this food is cold. And why doesn't it have any warmth to it? You see, when I first ate the salad, it was cold. It wasn't as pleasant. But when I ate it, it gave me a different perspective. It made me think differently. Maybe not on the first time. Maybe now on the second time, eventually I saw the benefits of it. Now, I'm not saying I consume a salad every single day, But what I am saying is that I recognize the importance of eating healthy. The reason why is because I have to change the approach when it came to eating salad. Maybe I don't have to put cucumbers on my salad. Maybe I can take the cucumbers off my salad because the cucumbers just made it unpleasant. Maybe I can put ranch on my salad. Maybe I can put cheese on my salad. But maybe not cheese. But what about the lettuce? Maybe what if I just eat the lettuce and the ranch? You see, when I'm identifying my change, I'm recognizing that I can change over time. Every day is something new. Every day there's a new opportunity. Every day you have a chance to change. Because as you are changing, you are evolving. As you are evolving, you are growing. As you are growing, you are developing. Because life shows you the more that you put yourself out there, the more that you are willing to change. You not only change, but you are developing on a consistent basis. If it was easy, everyone would be changing. But since it takes awareness, since it takes a challenge, since it takes you pushing yourself, you have to really push yourself in a way where you can discover this new information that will prepare you for change. The last point I want to hit on is that when changing takes time, well, I'm going to go over the topics that I recently spoke about. So changing takes time because you cannot change overnight. It doesn't matter how quickly you want to change. You just have to go through the process of changing over time. And as you're changing over time, you have to really ask yourself, how long can I change? How long can I develop? How long can I do this one thing? Because when I'm able to grow, I'm able to change. And once you're able to change, you have to identify what's being changed. And when you identify what's being changed, not only are you learning more about the path that you like to go on, you are discovering the importance of this path. The importance of the path that you are on. Many times we just have to pivot the direction that we would like to go to know that we can get to the next step, to know that we can become someone different, and to know that we can evolve more than we can ever imagine. And the last point I want to hit on is that you have to really, really be consistent. I know it goes back to the point number one, how long can you change? I want to emphasize the importance of consistency. So that's why that's going to be the last point. Point number one is that you have to be consistent with change. Be consistent with change. Be consistent with change. Let me show the board right quick. Let me show the board. And it says, be consistent with change. I'm gonna position that differently. Every day. Let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway thus far of why changing takes time and your biggest struggle when it comes to changing. So every day, I'm learning and finding ways to change. Every day, I'm pushing myself to change. Every day, I find a small thing to change. And even though it appears small, it's so much bigger than I could ever imagine. Like, for instance, a year ago, I wanted to learn Spanish. And while I was growing up, I wanted to learn Spanish, but I never stayed consistent with it. I never did it every single day. I never actually applied myself. And so one day last year, I just said, I want to learn Spanish. And since I want to learn Spanish, I want to actually do the work of learning the language of Spanish. And so every day I downloaded the Duolingo app. And when I downloaded it, I'm able to study it. I'm able to learn from it. I'm able to understand Spanish. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you have to find a way to change yourself. You have to find a way to educate yourself. You have to find a way to develop yourself because no one is coming to you to tell you that you should be developed. No one is coming to you to say you should learn this. No one is coming to you to say this will help you. Because until you recognize the importance of the help and the information that's there, there's going to be many times where people are just talking and it goes in one ear out the other. in boot camp, when I was in Marine Corps boot camp training, they talked to us about different things, such as finances, such as being a Marine, such as our job and getting to our designated location. They talked to us about so many different things. By the time it was time for us to get out of the Marine Corps boot camp training, I have forgot everything that I've learned when it comes to everything that the Marine Corps can offer. It was so much information crammed in a short period of time, short amount of time. And even though there was a lot of information, I can't say I remember majority of it. Whereas if I take my time learning about the Marine Corps, watching videos, learning the language, learning what it takes to be a Marine, there's a process that you have to go through because you can only do so much from learning. Whereas you have to really step onto the yellow footprints. And when you step onto the yellow footprints, your journey has begun to become a Marine. You can't be a Marine learning about being a Marine. You have to be a Marine while becoming a Marine. Because as you're becoming, you're learning on the go. As you're becoming, you're learning the new information. As you're becoming, you're changing your old habits and replacing with new habits. The reason why it takes consistency to change is that you have to find a way to change within yourself. You have to find a way to change your habits. You have to find a way to change how you think about growth, because you have to be consistent with everything that you do. And I say everything because it takes effort to really focus on the things that you are dedicated to. Commitment is a challenge because you have to decide to commit to the process. Dedication is overwhelming because you have to dedicate the time to become better. And when you have time, there's an understanding that you're willing to put effort into your change, because your change comes from you understanding the amount of work that goes into this. You're not going to know everything. In all honesty, you're not going to understand everything. If you even want to be even more honest, you're not going to comprehend everything. And that's okay. You understand information when at times when it's needed to be understood. Change is something that has to be learned. Change is something that has to be studied. Change is more than just a word. It's an action, it's a belief, it's a dedicated commitment to constantly improving and getting better for yourself. How can you grow? How can you evolve if you're not consistent with the thing that you are trying to change? It's challenging, but just because it's challenging makes it even more worth it. Because if it was easy, you would have already done it. If there was no challenge, you would have already accomplished it. If there was no issue, you would have already understood that you could do it. But see, when you be consistent with change, you have to develop self-belief. You have to develop awareness that you can do it. You have to develop a belief that since it's going to be hard, I'm going to take it one day at a time. One day at a time is the goal. One meal at a time is the goal, because one day can feel like a long time. Whereas if you have three meals a day and you take it meal by meal by meal, you're able to shorten the day because you're no longer thinking about 24 hours. You're thinking about three meals. When you have breakfast, that's meal number one. When you have lunch, that's meal number two. When you have dinner, that's meal number three. Change comes from you understanding what's changing within yourself. You can't change the outside. Moreover, you can change the inside and be more consistent with the way you approach change. Change is always inside of us. Change happens. I remember when I cut my hair down and it'd be low and it'd be at a one. When I cut my hair, the same day, my hair is growing back. Just because I have a haircut, just because I cut my hair, just because I lined my hair up, doesn't mean that this haircut is going to last a whole entire month. Just like my hair is changing, life is constantly changing. I can't stop my hair from growing, just like you can't stop life from changing you. And the reason why that's so important, because when you start to recognize how life is working, how life is evolving, how life is changing, that's when you start to look at yourself and say, how can I change so I can become different? How can I change so I can be better? How can I change so I can start accomplishing the things that I would like to accomplish? You see, changing takes time, because there's a lot of work that comes behind the decision. There's a lot of effort that comes behind you discovering the change. Just like a hill, just like a hike. When you go on a hike, you're walking. And as you're walking, you're going down a path. You might have a hill. You might have a place where you can walk down a hill. You might have a location where you have to turn a lot. You also might have a location on the hike where it's rocky, it's bumpy. But just because your journey is rocky, bumpy, and undetermined, doesn't mean that you cannot change. Doesn't mean that you cannot evolve. Doesn't mean that as you are going along this path, you are not changing. Every step that you take is preparing you to change even more. Every process that you learn is helping you develop even more. Because change comes from a decision. And when you decide to change, you have to unlearn the information that you already have to learn new information. And once you learn this new information, you have to apply it to the knowledge that you already had your entire life. Change is the most critical thing that everyone can do. Change is the most important thing that everyone should focus on. Changing is the key ingredient that will help you get to the next step. If you don't change, no one is going to help you change. And the reason why changing takes time is because you have to see it within yourself. What needs to be changed? You have to see within yourself what can be improved. And when you get around others that seeing what can be better, what can be improved, and how this journey cannot feel lonely, your change starts to grow at a rapid pace. Because you're rapidly changing, you're rapidly learning, you're rapidly evolving. Changing takes time. Because every day you're changing, every day you're evolving, every day you're developing. Because when you start to develop with change, you have to really ask yourself, how long can I change? How long can I work this change? How long can I develop? You have to ask yourself that, because if it's just one day, the change that you're trying to implement is not going to do anything. If it's just a week, the change that you're learning more about is not going to really do anything because it's only a week. Whereas if you really focus on the change that you are doing and developing within a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, etc., you will eventually change with time as time is constantly moving. And see, when you do that, you identify the change, identify the problem, identify what you are changing and the reason behind it. Once you identify the reason, now you start doing the work to discover the answers that you are looking for. There's a saying that says, when the student is ready, the master appears. Because the student has to be open to the information that they are going to receive. Because if they're not open to the information that they are going to receive, the master or the educator or the teacher can appear to be wasting his or her time. When the student is ready, the master will appear, because the master has some type of experience. The master has some type of education. The master has knowledge that the student does not have. And when you recognize that, you have to be consistent with change. Every day, there's change happening all around us. Every day, we cannot control the change. We can't stop the change. And how can we get involved with the change? Well, you can start getting included with the change by understanding that you have to be consistent with evolving. You have to be consistent with learning, and you have to be consistent with developing yourself over time, because it doesn't happen overnight. In fact, it happened many nights. And just because it happened many nights for you to really develop and change for yourself, you have to give yourself permission to really go through the process and understand that the journey that you are going down is your path, is your process, is your learning time, because it will help you be comfortable with change. And if you got value from this and really enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe and let me know in the comments your biggest challenge when it comes to changing and one thing is going to stop you from evolving within yourself. Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it. I love to engage with the conversation. Let me know. And in closing, change takes time. So you have to give yourself time to develop. And as you're giving yourself time, really be okay with what's going to come, because you don't even know what's on the other side of the door until you step into it. And when you start to step into your dreams, things are going to appear cloudy because there's things that you have to discover for yourself. So be okay with change, because change happens with or without you, but let it happen with you rather than against you, so you can discover more about yourself. So let me know in the comments what's the biggest issue when it comes to changing. Let me know, and I love to read it, love to engage with it. And if you haven't, make sure you stay to the end and watch this video right here to develop more for yourself, because we empower and inspire every podcast. It's not only launch their podcast, but to start sharing their stories. Thank you.